When my oldest son, Christian, was about 6 months old, I received a gift from one of the grandmas in my congregation. Her name was Shirley Ferguson. Remember her? She insisted that I open this present in front of her, which I did. The gift was a hand-crocheted Christmas stocking with Christian's name on it. It was the brightest red I had ever seen, the brightest green you can imagine, with a fuzzy little Santa stitched on the front, and she had even sewn sequins onto the stocking to just give it that extra dose of dazzle and sparkle. It was, in truth, the ugliest thing I had ever seen. But of course I didn't say that. I thanked Shirley profusely and promptly went home and threw it away. An action I have regretted countless times. I then bought what I thought was a more tasteful stocking for Christian, made of burgundy red, with a cream-colored cuff at the top, with the simple letter C stitched on it. Very tasteful. But then when Jacob was born, Shirley gifted me the same stocking, with Jacob's name stitched on the front, and again when Philip was born. These two times, I did not throw those stockings away, but instead kept them and used them every year to fill with candy and small gifts at Christmas time, even to this day. Every year, including this year, when I lay out the boys' stockings, I feel a pang of regret in my heart for so thoughtlessly tossing out that first stocking for Christian. What I regret is that I neither appreciated nor understood that gift at the time. At the time, I only saw a garish, gaudy thing, an ugly object that did not suit my particular taste. I did not understand the value. I could not see the unique beauty of this homemade gift, nor could I comprehend at that time that it was actually to be a first in a set of three, part of an ongoing pattern. I threw the gift away before I had any idea what I was doing. The message in this Christmas Day sermon is a simple one, but it lies at the heart of what we celebrate today. On Christmas, God gives us the gift of his Son. Jesus is born into a world that neither understands nor appreciates him. He is thrown away, cast aside, tortured, and executed. But we know that he does not remain dead. God resurrects Jesus from the dead in order to show us that we will also have eternal life, which is a gift that God gives to all people. Jesus spends his entire ministry loving the unlovable and welcoming the outcast. He empowers the powerless. He gives voice to the voiceless. He lifts up the brokenhearted from the dirt and he wipes away their tears. He forgives sinners. He eats with tax collectors and prostitutes. He heals the sick, preaches good news to the poor. He challenges authoritative powers because of their exploitation and oppression of the weak, and he is thrown away for it. Labeled a criminal, troublemaker, a threat, thrown away before the world even understands what kind of gift he really is. Here is where my Christmas stocking metaphor falls apart. When humans killed Jesus, we did not understand at the time that he is an eternal part of God's ongoing and eternal love for all creation. We did not know that God would keep creating and recreating even after Jesus was killed and resurrected. Crucifying the man Jesus did not end God's pattern of love and grace that God weaves into every generation that exists on this earth and indeed in the entire cosmos. When I threw that stocking away, however, it was lost forever. But when the world threw Jesus away, He came back then and comes back still again and again and again. He's here today in the body and the blood. He is here whenever two or three people gather in his name. He is here whenever a child of God is washed clean in the sacrament of holy baptism. But he is also here when wars rage and disaster strikes. Jesus was a real human just like us, and so he walked the real human walk of life. He cried real tears and bled real blood. His heart broke, and sometimes his human strength failed. He felt despair and sorrow and loneliness. He knew the sting of broken relationships as his own friends betrayed and denied him. He knew the pain of death as he grieved the death of friends. He raged with injustice due to political oppression and occupation. He felt the ire and rage of threatened kings and governors and priests who wanted nothing more than to see him die. Jesus wasn't born into this world only for times of puppy dogs and rainbows. He was born into the world to enter all of what it means to be human, even and especially those times that are terrifying and hopeless. Jesus enters our world to fill the darkest places with light and hope. But this is a gift we don't understand, and a gift we don't appreciate. Maybe it even scares us. And so sometimes we try to throw it away. But it will not be thrown away. This is God's unending pattern of grace that cannot be destroyed by human strength or power. In short, humans simply cannot throw away what God wills. Truth be told, while Christmas is so very lovely, it's also difficult for a lot of people. I mean, after all because it's Christmas, we cannot forget the brokenness that we live in and with every day. We can't pretend that wars don't rage in Ukraine or the Middle East. We cannot pretend that today Bethlehem is silent, with no church services or bells ringing. We can't ignore the famine in Sudan or the starvation in Gaza or our climate in crisis or a global nuclear threat. We can't ignore what happened in Prague this past week with their mass shooting. And then personally, in our own lives, we can't ignore our own individual struggles with relationships or health or work or finances or mental well-being. Thankfully, though, Jesus doesn't ask us to leave those things at the door. Instead, he invites us to bring all of who we are to his manger where he is born, including those places in our lives that are filled both with light and wonder and also with sorrow and dread. God does not send Jesus into the world only for the pretty parts of it, but to love all of it. God's pattern of love and grace continues even when we don't appreciate it or understand it. Christmas is not a pageant. It's real life, and sometimes we make mistakes and throw good things away. But Jesus knows this and welcomes all of it, welcomes all of us. Even so, truth be told, sometimes I find God's grace ugly and garish, especially when it is applied to people I don't like or people who don't like me. Sometimes I look at a person, not you, no one here today. Or sometimes I read the news and I think, how can God love that guy? Or how can she be God's child? And I know people are saying that about me as well. But here's the thing, that's not our job. Our work is not to understand God or God's grace. Our work as Christians, our work as the church, is to celebrate God and to worship God, to see God in every single human being, regardless of how ugly or garish or inappropriate we think that might be. We can try to throw God's gift of grace for other people away, but it will come back again and again and again. God's grace will not be thrown away. I wonder sometimes how many chances I throw away every single day, opportunities to be a reflection of God's light and love. How many times do I throw these opportunities away because I think they're ugly, maybe, or scary, or maybe I don't understand what's happening? The truth is that God is working in every opportunity, right? At every corner, behind every door, and invites us always to be God's voice, God's hands, God's feet, to share with others a message of love that we already know to be true. May God give us courage to enter those places in life, to identify these chances, and to savor them and treasure them, and to reflect God's love and grace wherever we happen to be, through our voices and our hands and our feet and our brains. God's love and grace lives anew every single day. God's grace is a gift that is so strange, though. There's nothing in this world that we can compare it to, really. It's a present with no price tag. It's a gift with no strings attached. It's a thing of such rare beauty that we often feel the need to stamp it with conditions or criteria. We are not called to conditionalize God's gift of Jesus. We are simply called to marvel and to wonder, to behold a gift that is true and pure and for you and for me and for all people. It doesn't matter if we understand it. It matters less if its vastness offends us. It doesn't even matter if we try to throw it away, because God's will of goodness and love will prevail. If God's gift of love feels ugly to you, if you feel undeserving or unworthy, and even if you try to throw that love away, know that God will keep loving you into eternity. You are not able to throw away God's love for you. No matter who you are, God will never, ever throw you away. The pattern is clear. The prophets foretold it long ago. Humans reject, God accepts. Humans break, God heals. Humans hate, God loves. Today we behold a great gift together. Today God gives us his own son, knowing that we will throw him away. But God also knows his son bears the most important, most urgent message of love for all of creation, and knows that he will keep coming back again and again and again. The gift of Jesus Christ and the love he bears for the world and for every single human simply can never be thrown away. Amen.